He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Finley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It's Monday, November 3rd. Quarterback Matt Schaub underwent an MRI today, which revealed that he injured the MCL on his left knee. He could miss up to 4 weeks. But before we get to that, the 2009 Texans Cheerleader Calendar is now on sale at the Go Texans store and online. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
I 72. I 72.
Matt Schaub injured his MCL in the first series of Sunday's game against the Vikings and could miss almost a month. That means Sage Rosenfels will return to the starting lineup. Rosenfels was 4-1 as a starter last season.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of confidence in him. He's played very good football for this football team. He's had a couple opportunities this year against Indy and did some really good things in that game. And yesterday in the second half, played extremely well. Did a lot of good things. Got our team in position to have a chance to win yesterday. So he's a fine player. This is an opportunity that he's been talking about all offseason and what he wants in his career, which I think it's awesome. And he's fixing to get a big opportunity and some very important games here. So we're looking forward to him doing what he's done for us in the past, and that's do a good job.
Rosenfels got a chance to start earlier this season against the Colts, but his three turnovers in the final minutes cost Houston the game. Turnovers have been a huge problem for the Texans quarterbacks.
Well, I'm very concerned about it. We're at the bottom of the league as far as turning the ball over. And, to me, that starts with quarterbacks' decisions. And I've talked to them about that. Talked about us, I want to see in the second half if that's something we can flip over and turn around. But, the game's in their hands. Regardless of whether you're here on the road, where you're at, you get in tight ball games and tough situations. The game's in the quarterback's hands, whether it's ours or anybody else's. And you got to be making good decisions, team decisions that give you the best chance to win. And we haven't done that in some situations, but they've done a lot of good things too. But decision making is something we've got to improve on.
The coach will have to find another way to fix the issue before the Ravens come to town. Baltimore boasts the second-best defense in the league.
You just got to keep pounding on it and keep harping on it as a football team and keep working with them and explaining to them how those situations hurt the football team. They're two very fine players. They're two guys that do a lot of good things and are going to have a heck of a careers. But at the same time, they're two guys that got to clean up issues, turning the ball over. And when you're a player in this league and you don't have any problems and you're a great player, you're probably going to the Hall of Fame. So there's a lot of guys with problems that we as coaches try to help and try to fix. And I don't have any doubt that these two guys can do that better and fix those problems. But, we got to do a better job.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
It's football time in Houston. Yeah.